Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Prince Harry is testifying this week against a group of UK tabloids. His statements address all the harm that they've done to him throughout his life, and he revealed a few key bombshells. The first is that he blames the press for his breakup with Chelsea Davy and just about every romantic blunder he's had. He said it played a huge part in having a lot of unnecessary stress on the relationship. Like, he would show up places, like he would pick her up from the airport and he would tell nobody. They would keep it on the DL. He would show up to the airport and all of a sudden there'd be a bunch of tabloids there. And he's like, how the heck do they know that I'm here? And he came to the conclusion that he's like, they must be listening to my phone or hearing my voicemail or something.
So I didn't listen to all the testimony yesterday. I did get a pretty good snapshot in reading the stories. Based on what I heard yesterday, I don't think he's going to win this case.
Oh, you don't?
I do not. Unless there's a smoking gun, which in this case would be like devices in the house that he knows that they can prove were being recorded and they were being used. He was making a lot of accusations in court yesterday, but to their credit, I think the defense was very smart in saying, like, look, a lot of this is easily explainable. You go to a restaurant, there's a celebrity chef there that's looking for PR. He's going to tip people off before you get there. So I didn't hear anything yesterday that was concrete that made me think, like, because I know he's probably right. There's a lot of people talking behind the scenes, but I don't know that they were planting devices or anything like that. I just haven't heard that evidence yet.
I feel like he and Prince William did sue, I think, like News of the World or one of the tabloids recently for phone hacking, and I think they won.
They did win.
Oh, they did. Okay. It wasn't brought up yesterday, or at least not in what I saw. So I don't know if that will be used as evidence in this case, but it sure seems like it would be.
Well, if you win that case and you also hear from your mom, so he also mentioned that his mother, Princess Diana, believed that her private messages were listened to. So if your mom says that and then you also win this case, you probably have a good reason to believe that somebody... But you probably feel like constantly like somebody's watching you.
Right.
And he also addressed that rumor that James Hewitt is his father, not King Charles. And so if you're unfamiliar with the conspiracy theory, Harry looks a lot like this guy that Princess Diana had a relationship with. He's got red hair. He's very tall. Opposite of Prince Charles. But Harry said the only reason people even believe this rumor is because the tabloids are circulating it. He said that the relationship happened after he was born, so there was no reason to question who his father was.
If you Google Prince Edward, who is Harry's uncle, so King Charles's brother, you'll see a resemblance, like, really? Off the bat. So even if you're like, because I've looked at this other guy and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I could kind of see it. But as soon as you look at Prince Edward, you're like, yeah, that's Harry in 20 years.
Yeah, the royal family is as royally screwed up as your family. It's no different. Just because they live in a castle doesn't mean that they're not as dysfunctional as anybody else.
They just have a lot of money. Celebs, they are just like us. Drake's card got declined on a live stream, which is so embarrassing. Drake was doing a live stream to promote an online crypto casino called Stake. And in the middle of it, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to donate $500 to another streamer. And then it got declined. And literally in the middle of this Twitch stream, he just goes, embarrassing.
That's what he said and just moved on.
Yeah, they just kind of like looked at each other like, what did we do?
Awkward. Have you guys ever been declined when you're picking up the bill for anybody else?
Yeah. It's pretty embarrassing.
Out of the country, that's when it always happens.
Oh, yeah. I have a real problem throwing away or cutting up credit cards. I don't know why. And I keep the old expired ones in my wallet. So sometimes I'll just throw the old one out to pay for something, and they're like, that's not it. And then I'll throw another one out, and they're like, that's not it either. But I'm like, I know one of them in here works, I swear.
You should be like me. I just lose them all the time. I cleaned out my car a couple, or my garage this past week, and found 3 Amexes.
Really?
I keep losing them and then reordering a new one and losing them again. So I also have 3 driver's licenses, which is pretty cool.
I think that's I think that's not legal.
Why?
You're supposed to destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, it has a big old X on the back of it, so it's not like I can use it. It's just in case of identification.
That's evidence right now. You get busted.
What are you talking about? Nothing I say on this show is actually real.
I'm like the complete opposite of you. I find satisfaction in cutting up credit cards.
Really?
Yes. I ain't look forward to cutting
them. Why? What is it?
Because I just hate credit cards. Man, take all my money. So I enjoy cutting them up into pieces.
It's not real
money.
That
doesn't get rid of the debt.
I know, but at least mentally it does.
Yeah.
So he had to play it off. He was like, this wasn't even my card. This is actually somebody else's card. So I'm like, you just admitted to everybody on this live stream that, I, Drake, I'm going to give you $500. And he's like, just kidding. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was whatever this crypto casino called. It's called Stake.
He was reeling. Just reeling.
Yeah, it's embarrassing no matter how much money you got.
Pete Davidson left PETA an R-rated voicemail. I'm going to tell you why in your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.